Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Ravens offensive line coach Joe D'Alessandro met with the media at mandatory minicamp in Owings Mills.
He tell you some lies?
I don't know. You're going to have to tell us. But he basically said last year didn't sit well with him because he knows he could play better and that he could come into this year with a lot of determination. Have you sensed that during this offseason from him?
You know what? Ronnie has been doing an excellent job this spring. He's come in here. He's worked. And all the drills, everything we have to do, and you can see steady progression of his play. And if he keeps that up, it's going to be good for him and for us both.
You know, Andrew, before he said he talked to Ronnie a bit about, you know, dealing with injury. How much are you seeing him and just other young guys look and emulate Ronnie as a veteran?
Well, you know, I think you know, guys feed off of each other. They ask, how can I bounce back? What's the process? But each one's individual. You know, their work ethic, their determination, their goals, what they want to have. And Andrew's a driven young man. So his injury, how he's come back, he's just done a heck of a job so far. I've just from day one and where he is today, he'll continue to grow. And with experience and confidence, which he's growing every day with it. So. But those guys all mesh well, and they all help each other out, which is fantastic.
Joe, where do you see the biggest strides in Daniel Fotlele from last year to this year?
Well, I think Daniel now is becoming more of a good football player. In a sense, he's starting to feel comfortable in his body and what he can do. We're working him at right tackle. We're working him somewhat right guard. And he's played left tackle before us. Went up to New England and beat New England when he was playing left tackle, right? So, and that's a big confidence what he achieved. But I just see him getting more familiar, what he has to do, how he's got to communicate. And I think it's just work in progress with him. And I think the more he does it, the better he's going to become.
You've lost three starters from last year on the offensive line.
Right.
What have you seen out of the competition so far for those spots?
You know what? I've seen good competition. I've seen each guy working, you know, and I move them around quite a bit for their benefit and also for our benefit, because the more they can do, guess what? Get to stay in this league long, right? Because you can play multiple positions. And they all have accepted that role and opportunity. And, you know, Andrew's doing a great job. Sala's doing a good job. Josh Jones doing a good job. You know, Ben's doing a good job inside there. So you just keep seeing all these young men doing. And the good news is this is the time of year where you're learning assignment, communication, playing fast. The contact is not there. That's going to come. Training camp, that's what that's built for, along with games. And then we'll see how it plays out from there.
Would you prefer to have Patrick McCary remain in that sixth man kind of role as the primary backup, or do you see him being involved in the starting competitions for any of the spots?
You know what? Right now, Pat's situation is more of a good quality. I see him in my eyes as a starter, okay? In my eyes, he's a starter, but he's in a position where he could play multiple positions. And that's the role that we like to see him in right now. Does that mean if you have an injury, guess what? You're starting, Pat. But it's not that he can't start. It's just that we see the versatility and the benefit of that opportunity for him being able to. There's not many guys in the NFL that play, what, center guard, both guards, and tackle. And the last time we had a guy here who could do both was James Hurst. And he played both tackles and both guard positions. He just retired with a fantastic career. So Pat's having a nice career.
Joe, right tackle, obviously being one of those jobs that's kind of up to grab. What have you seen from Roger Rosengarten in that regard and what he kind of brings?
Yeah, you know, Roger's doing a great job. He's eager. He hustles. He gives good effort. He plays to succeed and just continued growth. Understanding the offense, and just let's see now when we put you in a game, how are you going to produce in games? And you're going to have some ups, you're going to have some downs. How you could bounce back of some of those opportunities, you know. But I'm glad we have him. He's a heck of a young man.
Another guy, Andrew Voorhees. What's standing out to you about how he's practicing?
You know what? Andrew's doing great. I mean, like I said, and here's what I'm going to tell you. First of all, that group of young men I have in there, we have 16 of them. They're fantastic young men. They work hard. They come out on a mission every day to get better. They work at their craft. They work at their skill. And you see improvement by all of them. But with Andrew, we have him working at left guard and center. And he's never played center before. And he's growing in that area. And the confidence, so.
Joe,
good progress.
When it comes to that positional flexibility, is that something that's becoming less common, you think, across the league, or more common as this guy's develop? Like, what do you see?
I think you have to have just me. I was fortunate enough to come up under a head coach many, many years ago when I started off my career. And the philosophy was the number two right tackle may not be as good as that number two right guard. Let's find a way to get the five best on the field. So that's how I grew up as a coach, to put your best five as often as you can on the field. So position flexibility is important for us here at the Ravens, and I know for myself as a coach, because you go into a game, you have seven sometimes, you know, you have eight, but sometimes the roster has to change a little bit, and those guys got to be able to play multiple positions because you don't know what the injury factor could be for that game.
You guys have a spot open at left guard, a spot open at right guard. With how smart and capable Tyler is at center, I mean, are you kind of comfortable putting even more of a burden on him if it's like, you know, you can help us get...
Yeah, you know, Tyler's a great leader, first of all. He's a great, fantastic young man, great leader, heck of a football player. I just found out, how about this? And then you know about your players. But we were just talking, and Andrew and I were just talking to me, and I said, Coach, you know that Tyler won the Remington Award? I didn't know that. I mean, I knew he had accolades, but I didn't know he won the Remington Award. So then I said, how about that? I said, you didn't tell me you won that Remington Award. So he was a heck of a college football player, right, center. Guess what? He's a heck of a pro. He's a great communicator. He's a great leader. He works with the guys, and it's collaboration between all of them up front with their communication. Those guards got to be able to help Tyler too. So it's twofold.
Joe, there's been a lot of, I'd say, expectation on Ben Cleveland being a former third rounder. Just what do you see from him in his development as his team, you know, as he works towards...
Yeah, you know what? Here's what I tell you. We played last year, we played Pittsburgh, and we played the Rams, I think, towards the end. And Ben played very well. When Ben's had his opportunities to start, he's produced and done well. He's out here right now working his craft, working his skill. You see nice progression and improvement, and I'm anxious to see now when you start training camp, you put the pads on, and we're going to see if he'll continue. It's got to be earned, right? And it's earned based on play production.
John Harbaugh set a goal of the second week of training camp to kind of solidify the offensive line starters. Based on what you've seen so far this spring, do you think that's a realistic time frame?
Well, you know, he's the head coach, so we'll see how it goes from there. I'm not going to balk Coach Harbaugh. We all work together, so we'll see. And if Coach says, hey, John, want a starting unit by second week, hey, we'll deliver.
All good?
We good?
Thank you.
Thanks. Y'all have a good afternoon. Yeah, thank you.